Continuing our discussion on Yom Tov Sheni, we discussed the issue of Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laaretz, that they don't have to keep 2 days. However, if they go into a Jewish yeshiva, if they go into a Jewish community, so then they would have to. They can't do any malacha b'fahesia. They can't do any public malacha because it will lead to machokes and will cause fighting. However, betzina, so that's a machokes among the achronim. The Taz is in the minority that you could do malacha betzina. And many others feel you can't do any malacha because any malacha betzina is going to end up being found out about b'fahesia. And that's more mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. However, the reverse, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Ben Chutz Eretz that goes to Eretz Yisrael. So then we discussed the Shita of the Avkas Rachel, the Beis Yosef, who says it's a milsa, the Pshita, everyone knows, common knowledge, you keep 2 days and that's it. You take the chumras of the place you come from. You follow from where you come from. Just like a Ben Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to keep a second day, Meikar Adin, because he comes from Eretz Yisrael. So too, a Ben Chutz Laaretz has to keep the chumras of his place, and he has to keep 2 days. And then we had the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi, who says not only 1 day, Hamakom Goreim, it's Eretz Yisrael that creates. It's different here. You don't go by the Minhagim. This is something. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't keep 2 days. It's Baal Tosef. Then we have Rav Shmuel Salant, who has 1.5, and that's the opinion of others as well, Rav Soloveitchik. So either way, that's what we discussed last time, doing 1, 1.5, or 2. The shaila is today is, what about someone who's keeping 2 days? Can he ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him on day 2. So this seems to be a major machlokes rishonim between the Ran and the Rashba. Not in this case, but the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Aleph, talks about Tchum Shabbos. People have different fields. People have different fields. And they can't do Tchum Shabbos. And they both have fields outside the tchum. So what about each one watching the other person's field who's inside the tchum? So the Gemara says, yes, it is mutter. You could get that person to watch your field. So the question is, why is it mutter? So the Ran writes, it's mutter since you could have made it. It could have been mutter for you. In other words, you could have made hutch. You could have did things along the way to they could have been included in your Tchum Shabbos. The fact you didn't doesn't make a difference. It's still considered like it's in your tchum. It could have been, and therefore it's okay. Since it could have been mutter for you, we make like it is. And the Rashba says, no, that's not the reason. The Rashba says, it's mutter because for the other person, it's heter gemar. What's the problem? It's not yantif for him. So therefore, why can't he do the malacha? So that's everyone agrees to Tchum Shabbos. It's mutter, and as well, everyone agrees to, at least the halacha is, regarding Tosefet Shabbos, we know the halacha is about, what about if you make early Shabbos? Can you ask your friend who did not? And what about on the other end, someone keeps Shabbos late? Could he ask you to do malacha for him when Shabbos is over to you? So the halacha we paskin, it's mutter. So the question is, and so therefore the Rashba, we know why it's mutter teter gummer for him, so he could do it. And even according to the Ran, you could argue it's okay because it could have been mutter for me. I didn't have to bring in Shabbos early, you have to bring in a minimum amount. You didn't have to bring in that late, and so too, you didn't have to make a later. So far, lahalacha, we're all in agreement. Tchum Shabbos is mutter, and Tosefet Shabbos before and after. So what is the nafkamina then between the Ran and the Rashba? So perhaps the nafkamina would be our case here. A Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in that someone who goes to Eretz Yisrael and keeps 2 days, could he ask the other person, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, to do malacha for him? So according to the Rashba, it should come out its mutter, because it, since it's heter gomer for him, so therefore why, it shouldn't be a problem. And according to the Ran, it should be a problem, because as Rav Moshe, it's hard to say he can make aliyah now, but there is, I guess in theory, it could be mutter even according to the Ran, if you assume. The question is, if I decide right now, it could be a machlokes, because in the Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchos, so they bring down the issue is, can I make myself a Ben Eretz Yisrael right away? I decide right now I'm going to move. So he seems to say you can do that. Rav Moshe seems to say, no, it's a little more difficult than Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos you could do, but he's saying it's too much of an avoda, and therefore it's not okay. So therefore, it's a discussion within the Ran. But perhaps that could be a nafka mina. According to the Rashba, it's definitely mutter. According to the Ran, it could be a problem. And Rav Moshe seems to be machmer on it. Asher Weiss, the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos brings down its usher, and he shouldn't do it. However, in the footnotes, he quotes a kula. Since it's only a minig today, because we do it outside minhag avosim b'yadeichem, so therefore it's okay b'zman hazeh. And he writes, Rabim nohagim lahakel, many today are nohag to be meiko, because it's only a minhag today. And Avadi Yosef as well writes in its mutter v'chein minhag, and he says that's the minhag. So that's a major discussion among the poskim, whether you could do it or not. So yesh v'yesh, so you'll find a machokas among the poskim. A further shaila is, what about asking someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, but he's holding like the Chacham Tzvi, or gets in, or a day and a half, but if you're holding a day and a half, that would depend. Can a day and a half ask someone to do malacha? It gets into whether a day and a half means really you hold 1 day, but it's the chumras of that, or really you hold 2 days, and you're being really you hold 2 days, but you want to cover the chumras in both directions, or really maker then you hold 1 day. It would depend on that. But if you assume, but you can read this, it's the first one, so then there's what to discuss. It's already a machokas poskim on a true real Ben Eretz Yisrael, on a one who is going there, would be, an added shaila depending how you learn that. And in fact, that's a discussion the post can talk about. If we know a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Pashtus is allowed to fly up, go on to a plane and come into Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni. He can't do malacha in public. He has to stay by the airport or not go into a Jewish area. But the shaila is someone who goes like the Chacham Tzvi, and says the reason why he keeps 1 day because I'm makam gorim, assuming it's because it's Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, so then perhaps the moment you leave Eretz Yisrael, you become chayiv to keep Yom Tov Sheni because I'm makam gorim. Yeah, or so therefore it's Yom Tov, or perhaps maybe even if it is, so that's a discussion. And if you again, is the Kedusha, that's the discussion, is the Kedusha just from the night before? Could I say it was Yom Tov Sheni, now it was Chol, and now it's Yom Tov Sheni? That's a discussion, whether you could change the Yom Tov Sheni Kirchhoff, that seems to think you can. And then, so if it is Yom Tov, so if it's not Yom Tov, let's say you learn, you keep 1 day, not because of a Makam Goyer, for other reasons. So let's assume, so then, even if it is Yontif on the plane, so then maybe it's not us to go on the plane. But then you'd have to be careful about turning on lights, like with the bathroom, in terms of davening. It wouldn't be a pleasant experience, and you certainly you wouldn't be able to do malacha according to many. So therefore, that's one of the shilas that come up today all the time. People wanting to fly back into Chutz Aretz and Yom Tov Sheni, so that's a major discussion as well.